I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. Thank you so much for listening. We are so glad to be with you and excited about our show today, this Sunday morning before Valentine's Day. Can you feel the love in the air? I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, one of the hosts of your show, but I have a new host who has been joining me these last few weeks. Hey, Coach Mark.
Morning, Kim, and good morning to all of our listening audience. You know, we're thinking in getting ready for this. We're in February, and in all likelihood, everybody has tried real hard over the last 30 or 40 days to make sure that 2018 is a successful year. I mean, that's what we talk about all the time. And we thought, in getting ready for the show, well, what does success start with? And of course, the normal ways that people would answer that, the way they'd fill in the blank, well, success starts with a plan, or success starts with a vision. And so people get their vision boards or their to-do list or their calendar, and they start trying to map out all these different ways that they can be successful. But today we're going to throw you a massive curveball. You're probably going to swing and miss when you start try to fill in the blank. What does success start with? Because we're going to answer that today in an entirely different way. We're going to suggest to you today that success doesn't start with all of those other things that you would normally say. We're going to suggest to you today that success starts with love. And we're going to try to help you understand what in the world is he talking about?
Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy and kind of far-fetched. You think success starts with love, but it really does. And we're going to explain. And we are so excited for our guest today, Stacy Reed. Hey, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, both of you.
Well, when Coach Mark and I started talking about this show, and we were thinking, you know, who do we know that would be a good expert when it comes to success starting with love and, you know, giving? And you were one of the first names that popped up. Coach Mark was like, how about Stacy Reed of Integrity Plus Financial? And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's perfect.
I appreciate that. That's awesome. I love it.
Well, that is pretty much how the conversation went.
it really is. And before I know you and Coach Mark dive into this topic, I just want to say, I mean, it's perfect for me because Stacy, you have been a supporter of I've Decided since the very beginning. You love the concept of what we're doing, encouraging and helping people achieve success. And you really just jumped right on board with your loving, giving heart that you have. And so I obviously agreed with Coach Mark. You were a perfect choice. So we really do appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Helping us discuss this topic of why success starts with love. And I know, Coach Mark, you were saying, as we were kind of talking about before we started recording the show, you know, giving, it starts with giving that love. Help us understand what you mean by that.
Well, before we do that, let me address the topic of success, right? Because when people start their year or finish the year before, and they're looking as they forecast out the coming year, they want to be successful. And we've addressed that in numerous different ways within the I've Decided community. We've addressed it on this show. Most of our listeners, you've probably addressed this within the context of your own home, with your own dreaming. And for the average person, if you said success is, you'd get a variety of answers, but they would typically center on a few basic ideas. And it would be position or financial stability, health. It could be authority, achievement, all of those types of things. Okay, and in some way, in some shape, form, or fashion, all of those things are certainly indicators, potentially, of success. But I would suggest if we want to understand that success starts with love, I think we first of all have to understand what success really, truly is. And we take the position here, and I would suggest to our listeners, and maybe you agree with this already, and if you don't, maybe we'll persuade you before this broadcast is over. But I would suggest that success truly consists of two things: loving yourself enough to better yourself, and then loving others enough to serve them at their point of need. And so I want to focus, first of all, on helping others as probably the truest barometer and indicator of success. And Stacy, since you're our special guest today, let's start with asking you the question. In your opinion, why is that a better definition of success?
Well, I tell you what I think, to sum it really quick, would be it goes a lot deeper than, say, the typical definition of success. I think of, we're nearing tax time here, and,
everybody's favorite time of the year.
That's right. And we look and as we put together our incomes and all of that kind of thing, and I was just sitting with a client today at lunch, and he's like, I made X amount of dollars, and where did it go? And I mean, it's like, how did I go through that much? I mean, I would have never guessed I made that much money. And I sit there and I think, so then your goal becomes, of course, this year, to better that. And, I can look back over the years of whether, I made this much or that much or whatever that amount is. And I'll tell you the part that sinks the most or that sticks the best is, 3 years ago when I went on my first mission trip to the Dominican. And I can tell you, I can go back to that moment of the first 24 hours that I was there. And that feeling is deeper in me than any tax return or income amount that I had. And so I would say, it just goes to a deeper root than you can even imagine. So my first 24 hours in the Dominican were I was going to figure out how I was going to help those people, whether it was while I was there then or what I needed to do to come back and get everything I needed to go back down and complete the job. And it was within the first 24 hours that I realized that I wasn't there to change a thing or to help them, that they were changing me. So it definitely stuck with me to a way different level of success.
It's interesting that you said that, because I think just the idea in general of making helping others your definition of success, there's the kind of the pushback that a lot of people would have to that. It was, well, what about me? I mean, if I'm trying to help somebody else, aren't I sacrificing my own opportunities or my own success? So what I heard you say kind of started to address that question already, but speak into that a little bit more. When people say, well, if I try to help others and I make that my success, then what about me?
I think that the what about me goes a lot farther if you would put into other people. The road of success is a lot longer if you're not worried about what about me.
Ooh, nice.
One of my favorite quotes from a guy that I just love to pieces, who's gone on to heaven, but Zig Ziglar.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I live by that quote. And it's, in fact, what we found, it's one of the quotes that the principle, I should say, of what we founded, I've decided on. And it was simply, you will be successful if you help enough others with their success. It goes hand in hand. You don't have to worry about your success if you just focus on helping others be successful. Your success
absolutely
will just naturally come.
Yeah.
Well, Kim, I know that in our conferences, and not only in a public format, but even in private and personal settings, I've heard you speak to this and your heart and your passion for helping others succeed. So did that happen in that setting with where you heard Zig Ziglar address that, or did it begin before that?
you know, I was so, it was one of the highlights of my life to this day was being able to see Zig Ziglar live and meeting him and having dinner with him, actually, thanks to working at Curves at that time. And I was privileged to hear him speak on that. And it was life-changing for me. I think I was, before that, I was a little too young to recognize that it's not about you, it's about others. Because right. I just think in our youth, it just is about us. Most of us just
Well, you kind of start that way, for sure.
We just can't help that.
I'm hungry, feed me.
So at that point in my early 20s, I had definitely been living my life all about me. And when I heard Zig speak for the first time and he shared his passion and what he believed success was, there was a transformation that took place in my mind. And from there, I lived by that. I mean, I get chills just saying it. Not that I've been perfect. Lord knows I've been selfish plenty of times. I've forgotten about that in times in my life. But from that point going forward, I really kind of made that my motto. I really started believing. I believed him. I don't know what else to say. You know, I believed him. He was so convincing. I don't know if you've ever heard him speak.
Oh, yeah.
In person, but I was hanging on his every...
I'll see you at the top.
I love it. Yes, Zig. I can't wait to see him in heaven one day. But I just believed every word he said. When he said that, it was so convincing and with such conviction, I believed him. And it transformed something in my mind.
Yeah, and it's interesting not to necessarily get sidetracked, but the idea that belief is really what drives decisions. Belief is what drives actions. I think most of us can talk ourselves into doing something for at least a brief period of time. But if you don't really believe it, you're not going to sustain it. And so something in that moment triggered for mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. A belief that you've not turned loose of. And it's really changed everything about kind of the path of your life and career since then, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had one of the most successful curves ever in history. And everyone would say, why are you so, how is this possible? What's happening in your club? And I'll be like, I don't know. I really couldn't explain it, but I believe in hindsight, now I look back. And it was because I really just, all I was just thinking about was those women, like, how could I help them? How could I just serve them and help them? And I'm sitting here and as I look at Stacy, and I know the listeners couldn't see this, but as she's tearing up, really talking about going to the Dominican and her giving back, I just see, you know, that same thing in her. Like, it's not but you live by that too, right, Stacy? It's not about you.
No, exactly. Absolutely no. No.
We have to earn a living. Success is important. In fact, at the conference, I talked about why success is important. But if you remember, I said one of the number one reasons that success is important is because it's not about you.
Right.
Your mm-hmm. success is always for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know this about you, Stacy. I mean, certainly going down to the mission in the Dominican, in so many ways, that's a life-changing situation. But that's really sort of been your heart in many different settings, that you live a life that is really geared around serving people.
I try.
Oh, I think
I try.
No. Yeah. Don't be humble.
You know,
you're humble heart. I know you're humble, but you do. I mean, we could sit here and write a book about the things that you and your husband lead through your church, about your trips that you take to the Dominican, all the work you do for I've Decided, all the work you do for the well. I mean, do I need to list it out?
No,
Stacy,
no.
The Well Mobile.
No, we're done there. You know, here's the thing. I think the best thing, there is a guy on my very first trip that sat next to me at the on a plane when we went down to the DR, my first trip. And he was actually on a mission trip, and I think he was going to Haiti, but don't quote me on that. And honestly, you know, he said when you get back from your trip, don't ever think that you're done being a missionary. And you know, and honestly, I just honestly held on to that, and I really feel like we just have to really live life intentionally. And that means that even though I do have a to-do list today, and I'm in my office checking off what I need to get done, I also know that there's moments that distract us, or we think, where you may answer an email or a phone call or stand at the copy machine and talk to someone. And in the back of your head, you're thinking, I don't have time to be doing this, or I need to kind of speed this conversation up because I need to get back to my to-do list.
Right.
And you know,
I got three check boxes
left. I have stuff to do, right? And the thing is what I found is no matter where you're at, you're there for a reason. And, you know, I have had people come up to me and say later, you know, because you took time here, that led to this, that led to this, that led to this. And, you know, whatever that decision was. And, you know, we get so wrapped up into our busyness. And I think, honestly, you just really have to realize that when you're living intentional, there was a reason that you were there.
You know, and that reminds me of what you said just a few moments ago, which I thought was really a beautiful statement, that the road of success is much longer. If you're living to serve others. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think that that means it takes longer. I think it means that it's a longer road. It's a longer path to enjoy. And because of what you are willing to do in serving others, and this goes back to the question I asked earlier when people push back, well, what about me? If I'm helping other people, then what about me? Aren't I sacrificing my own opportunities for success? But what you're saying is that as you have taken the time to serve others, in the end, you're the one who winds up being served, which leads to greater success.
Completely, completely. You know, I could go out and you know, this is to not knock anyone that has a billboard. Please don't take it that way. But, you know, I could go put up a billboard about my business and whatever it is. And you know, that's any marketing, anything, you know. But to have someone who runs around the office and could just shout your name and what you're about and who you're about and what you stand for and how you've helped them is far more better than you know, having my name and, you know what I mean, on a billboard. I mean, when somebody endorses you or speaks of you and your character and what you've done for them, and it's beyond, you know, a life insurance policy or whatever it may be, that's so much more than just spending dollars trying to get yourself on a marketing, you know, type of campaign.
Yeah. And back to what you were saying too, Coach Mark, and to add on to what Stacy says, I think that's where starting with that self-love, you know, because if I know who I am and I'm good with that, and I believe that I have a purpose that nobody else has, and I totally am hands down sold on that belief, then I don't have to worry about my helping someone else that's going to impact my success at all. Because I think that's where I think jealousy, I think when we don't have that self-worth, when we don't know who we are, when we don't believe that we were born for a purpose, not just born, create. Let me back that up. I think everybody believes we were born.
I think so.
Okay. You wouldn't be here if you weren't born. So I always say that. Then I'm like, wait, that's not the right terminology. It's actually created. Mm-hmm. You have to not just believe that you were born. You have to believe that you were created.
Yes.
And if you believe then that you were created and you walk in that belief, then you don't have to be concerned with what's happening with me. What's all this about me? Why? What about me, me, me? You know?
No, he'll take care of you.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
you
that.
You do not Absolutely. Have to ever question that at all. And I think that is the difference when someone truly, that love, it starts deep within where you love yourself, not in, like what we were saying, not in a cocky attitude, kind of I'm all that love, but in that self-worth love.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly, because the idea that success starts with love, I think the culmination of that is what we've been talking about, and that is serving others at their point of need. Which, by the way, and we won't spend any time on this, but you got to go where they are. I mean, you can't start with where you want them to be. You have to start with where they are. So meet them where they are. But if that is the culmination and the expression of the right understanding of success, that success starts with love, to get to that point, we have to learn to love ourselves enough to prepare ourselves to do that, to put ourselves in a position to do that. And, you know, and just think in terms of what Stacy does. All right, Stacy, you work at the Wellmobile. You work with integrity, financial, and helping people take care of their money situation. So let's just use that as an example. All right, so if somebody wants to go serve somebody, they'll often need to be healthy enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they'll often need to have enough resources, financial resources, to either make the trip or to go give of their own resources to meet a need. So you have to love yourself enough to improve your situation so that you can go serve others at their point of need. So kind of speak to that and what your experiences are with that.
You know, I think that the first thing I would say is that in order to love yourself, you have to learn to let go of things that you're not a fan of, you know, whether it be your past, whether it be, you know, when you look in the mirror, whether it be whatever that looks like to you. Whether I'm the director of the Wellmobile or whether I own my own business or whether I serve here or go on a mission trip or whatever it may be, it really ultimately, we all have our knockdowns, you know, our things that we look back and just beat ourselves up for. And I think that, 3 or 4 years ago, it was, I just felt like I needed to let go of past things that I held on to in my world. And they were things that I just replayed over and over, failures, you know? And,
right.
And it was, for me, I'm a visual person, and sometimes I love it, sometimes I hate it, but regardless, I am a visual person. And so I took off and I went to, Gulf Shores for the week. And I packed.
That's a pretty place to go.
It is.
That's my old
sweet home, Alabama.
Sweet home, that's Alabama. Right. That's my old stomping ground.
So I took a good book. I took work. I took my running shoes, and I had decided, and that's where it's going to start. And I don't mean to be cliche here, but
no, it's
true. You do. You have to decide that I'm tired of living like this. And what do I need to do to let it go and move forward? And for me, I took off and I told myself that I was leaving my baggage down there. And it was the last day I ran, and I came back and I was walking on the ocean front, and literally I was looking out just thanking the Lord for the week and listening to the waves. And it was like, boom, it hit me. He nudged me and said, "You haven't let go of your baggage. Been here all week. You've ran, you've this, you've that, you've that. You haven't let it go." And I took my big toe and I literally drew a line in the sand. And I thought, there's my visual. But I literally thought, anything that I think that comes from my past, I need to remember this line that it's in my past, that is behind me. And where I'm headed is forward. So if that thought comes to my head, I need to put it right where in its place and move forward and stop dragging all the stuff that I wanted to, because you can sit and sulk and just, I mean, day after day, but you know what? Life's short, and you make it what you want out of it. So for me, that's what it took. For you, maybe it's something different, but we have to let go of that, you know, tape that just wants to play in our head. And you have to decide that that's done, because I think sometimes we, in a society, we make it to where, you know, tall's popular, not short, or right. What I mean, or who says that, you know?
Yeah,
who, I mean, you know,
exactly.
we had these, like, you know, this is in and this is out and this is in and this is out, and you know,
we said arbitrary parameters or standards. That who decided that?
Yeah, you know, if I'm educated or not, if I'm six-figure income versus four-figure income, I mean, you know, whatever it is. But you know what, life, I'll tell you what, you look at the success stories of people, and it wasn't because they started six figures. So, you know, they encourage me constantly.
You know,
I love that story. Thank you for sharing that, Stacey.
Some of that gives me a visual of an athlete in training. And a lot of times athletes will take weights and they'll put them around their ankles and use them when they're running. And they do that because it builds up the muscle during the training portion of what they're doing. But obviously they take those off to perform at their highest level. And so I think some of that past stuff that we look at we look at it as a way to devalue ourselves. So, okay, I can't go on a mission trip. I can't do this. I can't serve somebody else. I've got too many of this. I got too much of that. And those are weights. As long as we keep the weights on, we're not going to be able to perform at our highest level. But if we let them become training events, mm-hmm. and then we set them Love aside it. So that we can finally become all that we're supposed to be, then they serve a purpose but no longer hold us back.
Love it.
Oh, that's so good.
Absolutely great.
That's a yeah. great analogy, Coach Mark. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love what you shared about drawing in the sand, Stacey, and just leaving it there, because we've all made mistakes, mm-hmm. you know, and this was one of the things that I was concerned about going into this show. What about those people who are listening that are struggling mm-hmm. with self-love, mm-hmm. with self-worth? We're not talking we mean self-love, like your worth, your value, that you are valued, that who you are matters.
Absolutely.
Not because you are a superstar jockey. That's awesome. Right. You know, if you're a superstar jockey, good for you. You've worked hard, I'm sure. You've been training. You've done all that work. You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that value that you had in order to endure that training that says, this is what I was born to do. I know it. I can feel it in every ounce of my being. But let's talk for just a minute about somebody that might be listening that says, well, that sounds so good for all of you, but I'm not feeling it. Like, I think I don't see my value. I've done so much in my life. I've made so many bad choices. I could never love myself. Can you speak on that a little bit, Coach Mark?
Well, my mind immediately goes to when Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press forward toward the mark to achieve the prize of the high calling. The things that are behind us prepare us. But they don't define us. And so you have to draw the line in the sand. You have to take your big toe, draw a line in the sand, and say, okay, that is the past. It is part of who I am today, but it's not going to define my future. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul said, I just set all of that aside. I'm not going to carry it forward. It shaped where I am, and mm-hmm. it shaped who I am today. But it will not prevent me from getting to where I know God is calling me to go. And so for anybody that's listening that feels like, well, I don't have this or I don't have that or I'm not this or I'm not that, love yourself enough to know that God loves you just like you are. He made you who you are, and he is ready to redeem you completely to be fully who you can be. So love yourself enough to recognize that. Receive him. And then learn how to translate that, what you're experiencing from him, and translate that into serving others. And then that becomes a life of success.
Absolutely.
So
beautiful.
True.
Beautiful.
So you drew your big toe line in the sand.
I did.
And you walked away there believing. You believed that you
Absolutely.
Were worthy. And it
yep.
just all started from there. That's awesome. Well, we're coming to the close of our show. Stacey, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us today.
Thanks for having me. This was great. So thank you so much.
And
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for being a part of I've Decided. Thank
Absolutely.
You for being one of our awesome business members. Really appreciate that. And, you know, Stacey does a few things in our community, as we talked about. She's the director of the Wellmobile, which you see out and about in the community, that helps bring free services to people to find out about their numbers and things like that, and also owns Integrity Plus Financial. And you can find her and all of our other business members on our website, which is www.ivedecided.org. Go check it out. Check out all the business members who are a part of this organization. And really, we are all here to help you. We are all here to serve you. All of our business members have a heart like Stacy. We want to help you be successful in your goals and whatever it is that you need to achieve. Coach Mark, now hosting this show with me. Awesome to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim.
And just a real quick, we want to give a shout out to Junction City.
Absolutely.
We are really thankful for Junction City and their huge support of I've Decided. The Kazam family has just been a major contributor to our success with I've Decided and to give us so generously so that we could give back and serve in our community. So head on out to Junction City, do some shopping out there, and thank them for their commitment to I've Decided and what we're doing. All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have an amazing Valentine's Day. It's coming
up.
Yep. And remember, especially for that, success absolutely starts with love.
That is so true. Good advice, Coach Mark. Good advice. All right. Have a rest of a good Sunday, and we'll be back with you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?